Are you a more loving person today than you were, say, a year ago? If you answered yes, how do you know?
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
I'll be the first one to admit that's a really tough question to answer, at least tough to answer honestly. But I think we need to get a handle on that because we don't want it to be said of our lives that our love has plateaued or, heaven forbid, that it's regressed. We don't want to have blind spots where we think we're doing fine in our relationships, but really maybe we're pushing people away because our love has somehow become stuck someplace. It's become stagnated. There is an incredible definition of love for us that's given in the Bible from the pen of the Apostle Paul. He wrote this to the church at Corinth. You've probably heard these words before. Maybe the last time you were at a wedding, you heard as the bride and groom were standing up there words like this: love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That is a great definition of love. But again, the question is, that's great if we could aspire to that, but am I getting better at that? Am I living this out more in my life? Is that even possible to do that? Well, I think that it is, because in just a couple of verses farther down, Paul makes this observation. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But then he says, when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. I think in the context of his description of love here, he's saying, when I look back, I see that I was doing the best that I could expressing my love, but it wasn't quite as mature as it could be because I was childish. But now that I've matured, I've put those things behind me. I am sitting in my office right now, and I have surrounding me all over the place on my desk and on my bookshelf. I have little gifts, little trinkets, little treasures that my kids gave to me all the years that they were growing up. One that I see quite often, it's a bookmarker that I use pretty frequently. And it just simply says, I heart you. It's just the letter U. It's got some little stickers on here, some flower stickers. And this was given to me by my daughter when she was probably about 7 or 8 years old. I love it. And it every time I look at it, I smile and I'm thinking about her creativity. Now, if my daughter, who is in her 20s now, were still giving me gifts like this to express her love to me, we might say there's a developmental issue there. She seems to be stuck. And that's really what Paul is saying here is, don't get stuck in your love. You should be able to look back and be able to say, back then, I did the best I could, but now I'm doing better. Well, how do we get a handle on that? Well, let me take you back to this description, this definition of love. And what about if we take the word love, and instead of the word love there, we put our name in it? So I'll go first. The very first phrase says, love is patient. What about if I say, Craig is patient? Now, I have to have this honest assessment. I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, is that really true? Is my love seen in my patience? And can I look back and say from a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, I am more patient with people in my life now than I was back then? And I can go through this whole list. What about easily angered? Do I find that my fuse is just as short as it was before? Or can I say that my love has grown and I don't get upset as quickly as I did before? Or maybe there are fewer things that upset me and I'm able to let some of those things go. You see, we need to be at a place where we never plateau, we never settle, we never think I've arrived, but we need to constantly be growing and maturing in our love. One of the honest assessments that we can do is to just be alone and go through this list and put our name in every single one of those spots. And when we say it out loud, when I say, Craig is patient, Craig is kind, Craig does not envy, does that sound right to me? Or do I say, well, boy, I'm really stretching the truth to say that one? Can I say it this way? Craig is more patient now than he was a year ago. Craig is kinder now than he was a year ago. You try that as well. That's how we know that we're growing in our love. Let's put the childish ways behind and let's continue to mature in our love.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.